So the topic is, and I think it's a hak also. I don't know if you know that that's supposed to be the topic of the Shurim. And I think it's a hak in halacha. And I think the hak is a very interesting idea, and I think it dovetails the lessons from the Lev that we just gave. Those that are listening to this without lessons from the Lev, please listen to lessons from the Lev. You know I get paid per hit. No, okay. And that is, after the recapturing of Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh in 1967, there were some questions. And from what I understand, and I apologize, I don't have the history 100%, but from what I understand, there were two famous, advertisements put in the paper. I believe in that time it was Yedioth Ahronot. One I know who it was from, I'm pretty sure it was from, but I don't want to misquote. One was Rav Gorin, the famous chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Gorin. Of course, you know at the time, he was the chief rabbi of the army, famous videos of him. And he said, we got a problem. We have a tefillah on what the Gemara talked about on Me'ena Me'oira of the day. If you would have had sheets, so I would have showed you. I mean, have the sheets. You can look at it later if you want. Yerushalmi and Brachos. Yachid B'tishu of Birech. La'akir Me'ena Me'oira. What's the Me'ena Me'oira? We have Yalav Yovu, we just said on Friday. Alanisim, or something like that. Ma'u Omer? Racham Hashem Lekem Rachamecha, Rabbi Mechastecha, Hane'amarim Malenu, Ayushalayim Rechatzion Hashem Ima. This is what we know today is Nachem. It's well codified in Halacha. Says the Rush, the Marantanis that discusses this, when is it? She'ein Omrim Nachem Ela B'Tfilas Mincha, why Mincha Dafka? So this might dovetail the Anenu, even though there are Rishonim who say Anenu should be in all three Tfilas. We only say it once because we're actually feeling what the fast is. The other time is a little bit of chutzpah, especially a regular fast day at night. We say Anenu, we're not even fasting. It's like a Me'enamar. This is well codified in Halacha. Not for now. But came out Rav Gorin and he said, I have a problem with the tefillah. Right? We don't like to say the word problems, maybe. I have a challenge. And the challenge is that Tfilas Nachem says, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu, Es Avelei Sion, V'es Avelei Yushalayim, V'es Ha'ir Ha'avela, V'achurva, V'habzuya, V'ashomima. Console, O Lord, our Lord, the mourned city of Zion, of Yushalayim, the city that is in sorrow, laid waste, scorned, desolate, that grieves. The loss of his children, of course. But what doesn't it have? It's a wasteland. There's nothing going on there. It's barren. Says Rav Gorin, is that really true? It's not true. Shomema? Bzuya? He says, fakert. Now, from 1967 until today, it's truly unbelievable what has been rebuilt. Usually at this point of the program, I've given this year a few times. So I like to quote the time I was on, I can't get a show on JM in the AM, but I was on the radio once, I was on Kol Yisrael, and we were marching, like many yeshivas, marching to Yerushalayim with our yeshiva, and a guy came up to me from Kol Yisrael, I happened to be an Arab guy, you know, very pluralistic in Kol Yisrael, and he says to me, "Nu tahagid lehe, ma namatim po ahshavzeh." And he was asking me questions. As he's asking me the questions, one of the rabbanim, one of the important rabbanim in Leivatar, they're all important, but this one's one of the founders, was going to me, "No, don't interview with him." I'm like, I'm going to be okay. And I explained to him, he was asking me questions like, you know, he was setting me up for, because you're marching because you hate the Arabs. And I'm like, no. And I said, I'm marching because I want my students to see. Katub benachem, shomema. Look what was just built. This is what I said in the interview. The Waldorf Astoria was just built. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's promise to us that he's going to rebuild Yerushalayim. The famous song, not a song, it's a pasuk in Zechariah, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, that's written, not the Lo Aleinu part, but written here on the Nebuch, written here on the dome. In Zechariah, what does it say? Right. right? It says the Kenim Zekenos, they're going to sit in Shari Shalayim and they're going to pine for the time where you love them, and they're going to be Mesachim. They're going to be playing, not in the dome in Guilford, New York, in Yerushalayim. Those who have been to the old city, there's a beautiful part there where it has that pasuk. There's people sitting there, Rabbi Yisai, old people with little kids running around. Zechariah. Who would have guessed that would be the time? Now, the reason why that rabbi was telling me to shush, because it wasn't Kol Yisrael that I know it. It was Kol Yisrael Arabiya. And they were going to take my words and they were going to do something with it. I never got to listen to it because it was in Arabiya. But that's the bracha. There's a famous Rav Chaim David Halevi. If I'm not, at least to my knowledge, he has at least five tshuvas on this. The first one he wrote in Chelek Aleph. He was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv. Supposed to be the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Those that want to read his book, Bar of Angel. It's a remarkable book. On principle, he wouldn't do it. He was going to be after Rav Avi Yosef, but he had to join the Shas party, and he was a religious Zionist, and he had issues with it. Very, very interesting. And here in the tshuva, he's asked, how do we not change it? And he writes, Bezot Sitkata. You're right. The person who asked the question. The Ot Sheila Lecha, Ata Acharei Ki Kibush Yushalayim Bidei Atzahal. We're back to Chatzir HaKotel HaMaraviyah B'Kol HaMon Chogagim B'Tfilas Mincha. Ne'amar Yushalayim Ahir Avelim Shemayim Mimah. Do you know this is over 1,000 people, more probably, that go, thousands of people that go to Yushalayim, that go to the Kotel on Tisha B'Av? Shomimah? B'Zot Chata Gam Ani Hirgashti B'Tisha B'Av HaRishon. That first Tisha B'Av, after the 9 days, I felt the same thing that you feel. Sheni Yachol Yoser Lomar B'Tfila B'Davar Zeh. Shem Dechias Doiver Sheker. Shkarim Lifnei Hashem. Kilo Zeh B'Vad Shekol Hashanah. You're not allowed to lie to God. How can you say a tefillah? It's not true. It's not true. Shomima? B'Zuya? So says Rav Chaim David Halevi, I would change but one word, he writes. If you just change Nahakti Lahosif Mila Achas, one, Shehaita Shomima, Bizuya Shomima. If you take that out, he says he thinks that's okay. That's not Sheker anymore. And you take away this concept of Shomima. That's what he believed. It's a long tshuva, but I just paraphrased. Then he has got four tshuvas. I'm assuming from the tshuvas, somebody really gave it to him. And I told you there was two articles. There was two advertisements. One was Rav Gorin. I forgot to tell you what he wrote. Where Rav Gorin wrote an article and saying, Tisha B'Av, think about when Tisha B'Av was, 1967, right? Chav Ched Ir, not that many months after. And he says, new Nusach V'Nachim. Don't say Shomimah anymore. And I think the Rinat Yisrael Siddur is one of the few that have this Nusach of Rav Gorin. And then the next week in Yudhi Yadol, the next day in Yudhi Yadol, another great Rav published and said, Rav Gorin's wrong. He doesn't represent all of the Rabbanim in the world. And you should keep saying that tefillah. And we'll see both sides of the coin. So after this, he's asked in four tshuvas, he answers from four different people. And Rav Chaim David Halevi answers in his great sefer, Aseh Lecha Rav. I quoted you Chelek Alf Yudalit. This is now in Chelek Bet. Lamed Vav to Lamed Tet. And he writes, first of all, somebody tied it to him that you also have to, there's a line that says, V'hi yoshevet v'roshech fuya. So he says it should be yashva. That I understand, he says. He said, and if you're going to change it, he says, well, what about Anenu? Anenu b'yom sometime, he said, keep it tzara kodol anachnu? Are we in such a tzara, he says? So there he tied it, no, that's totally wrong. We are still in a tzara. Because the things that happen at those times are things that are going on today. There's still anti-Semitism. That I don't think is a raya. You can't bring a raya. And the different tshuvas, one he quotes the Beis Yosef on the Kriya al Ari Yehuda, only when there's no Shilton of Yehudim. So nowadays there's a shift change even according to the biggest Haredi anti-Zionists, or Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva like this, in 1967, we took over. We were in charge. So you probably don't have to rip anymore. Not everybody agrees to this. On Ari Yehuda, many people don't even rip for the Kotel anymore. I'm not saying it's a joke. There are some very important poskim who, like Rav Gorin, who say, we have back Yerushalayim. Okay. So he says, based on that, he says, some say you can't change its tefillah. You're not allowed to change its tefillah. How can you change Nachem? Why? Asur l'shanos. Because the great Rabbanim understood at the time that one day, frankly, Rav Amram Gon, God in his infinite wisdom obviously knew that one day there wouldn't be a Beis Hamikdash and created the tefillah of Nachem. So how can you go ahead and change the Nusach? You think they didn't know that one day we would get back Yerushalayim? Come on. So he says, no, times do change. He says, and what do you think? In the times of Bayis Sheni, there were plenty of Goyim that lived in the Aretz. Don't give me this whole, he was alluding to, many people say, it is Shomeima, there's churches there. It is Shomeima, the Goyim still live there. He didn't like that idea. And he goes back and forth in different tshuvas in explaining why he feels that these reasons are not such solid reasons and you can change those words. Now, Rav Gorin changed it a lot. It's a big difference in the Nusach. He just changed that one or two words. And he understands that there's a big Rav that disagrees with me. And that Rav said that Rav Gorin doesn't represent the rabbinate of Israel. Even later on, there's a controversy when he became chief rabbi in the 70s. He said that you should say Halal the Bracha on Yom HaTzmut. People say that that's not, even though it was agreed then, it's not agreed now. It's a whole back and forth. In fact, the famous Rav Shaul Yosef Cohen just passed away a few years ago, the chief rabbi of Haifa, said the chief rabbi never approved the change that Rav Gorin made, and we should keep it the way it was. Rav Cook had said, Rav Yehuda said, that you can't change it as a tefillah for klal, for the klal, but if you don't feel comfortable with it, because of, you know, as we said, Rav Chaim Dar Levi's hakpodov, how can you say davar shekher? He says, change it in your private tefillah. Rav Aviner, Rav Soloveitchik, and others say, how can you say that this is a sheker? It's shomeima, it's bzuya, when there are still churches there. I remember when, a number of years in a row, we met the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, the former chief rabbi of Israel, Yisrael Meir Lau. And he says, you know one thing that Tel Aviv has that Yerushalayim doesn't? He says, we don't have any churches. There are no churches in Tel Aviv. And there are plenty of churches, unfortunately, in Yerushalayim. He also said, remarkable, there are hundreds and hundreds of kosher restaurants in Tel Aviv that people just didn't know that existed. You think, oh, people want kosher there. Rav Unterman, the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, I believe during 1967, said, we do not change the status, for there are still churches, there are still Batei Avodah Zarah there. And famously, as I said, Rav Soloveitchik, who you have to know who Rav Soloveitchik was, he was very into Seder. He's very into how things have to be and how they have to look. And in fact, whether you knew it or not, he was not a fan of tefillah for Medinas Yisrael. Not because he had problems with it. He said it's very difficult to add new tefillahs. If you remember, we spoke about a few weeks ago, you can't add avelos, chumras and avelos, unless there's a paradigm. So Rav Soloveitchik famously said, the 3 weeks is like the year of avelos. We're now in the 9 days is like shloshim, and that's why, yeah, maybe you shouldn't be shaving now. You certainly shouldn't be shaving now, especially if you're a waiter. You're not getting any tips anymore. You're done. You're not getting any tips anyway. So the shaving didn't help you. So Rav Soloveitchik had a big problem with changing anything. We'll read a little bit of what he wrote about this as well. Famous Rav Shlomo Minahar, who was the Rav in Beit Vegan. He felt that it shouldn't be changed. Similar reasons, as we pointed out, Rav Yishol Yisraeli also. Understood that people were doing it, but not for it. Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva, and Rav Avadi Yosef goes crazy on this. And he says, "Whoever shagam the fnei pshuto yisba'er hanusach shel tefilas nachem shu'ir al hartzion shomima shulim holchim bo ki mokam amikdash shaliva biyad zorim son of Yisrael." You kidding me? Right? This is the time of the year during the 9 days where we hear that last gemara because it's an easy one. Akiva nechamtanu, Akiva nechamtanu. Right? What was that? Shomima. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that that's not Shomima? Baruch Hashem, now whether you think it's mutter or not, but at least there's a concept that people are going on Har Habayis. Okay, many are not for this. But the concept that Jews are not allowed to daven there, now it's a little bit more lax, but people are not allowed in certain areas. They have to be escorted by... That's not so... Oh, yeah, we really control Har Habayis. You have these Arab waqf people who are watching you when you go on Har Habayis. You can only go to certain places. You can't have water. You can't make a bracha, it used to be. That's not Shom Heima. Says Rav Avad Yosef. How many, he says, knisot are there? Metamos the land. How many churches are there? Do we not think to ourselves when the president goes, right? Trump, say whatever you want. He came to Eretz Yisrael. Go to the Kotel, we're so excited. Like, well, where's he going now? Let's go to the church. Dam Yisrael, Nishofor Kamayim, Bechol Hadoyre, Susiva Hamak, Doshikorvim, Yishmaelim, Saviv, Rashim, there, that's who was there? And by the way, he says, Asul Lechanes Lassar Mishum, Harabais Mishum, Tumas Mace. And they, we can't go to Tumas Mace. And they go, and they stamp on, they stand on it in their, all their tomb and all their glory and bow down there? Mafish, crazy, he says. That's not Shomima. That's, he says, the Mekayim, what the Zohar says. Haich asidim omer ha'olim mezalzel b'kach. There be mezalzel that makom ha'mikdash. I don't even want to call it the makom ha'mikdash if you're the UN, those fakers. It's not even the makom ha'mikdash. They'll say no. How can you say that, he says? Again, it's a realization that we don't have really all that we don't have the peace that we need, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ikar yoshev al Yushalayim bezman habayi shahaya betzad darom shal Beis HaMikdash v'alchim adayim soyne tzion v'kama be'knazda shahayu l'tferes imenu bi'er hayitika. Hey! That's true, but it was actually written before. Now they redid, Baruch Hashem, the Churva Synagogue. But you have, still have the destroyed, if I'm not mistaken, Tiferes Yisrael Synagogue, which they're also rebuilding. But you have plenty of shuls that were destroyed. You know what it looked like in 1967, Nebuch, toilets they used. Graves that they destroyed and used as toilets. He doesn't even see what the Shiloh would be. And to this, Rav Soloveitchik agreed, very much so. And he says, "Af and Hari Kedem, Af l'fi minog ikar avelus b'tishu of who lo alechi soren haavoda ela hachorban Yushalayim v'amikdash. It's not about the Beis Hamikdash that was destroyed. It's the chorban that was created. Al kach she'ir raboisi im hayayse im hayta ki almana. It's we're an almana." He says, Nasati lir bizuyah, of course, Shomima. Makomo shal nachim hui, bebrichas boni Yushalayim. What does it mean, boni Yushalayim? Not the Beis HaMikdash, not in Ritzeh. It's that we're missing this integral piece, as Rav Soloveitchik. What does it mean not to have a Mikdash? Forget about the physical building. I'm not talking about that. It's the bizuyah. It's the fact that we're not really in control. Because if Trump picks up the phone today, we're going to do what he says. Oh, don't bomb Syria? Oh, okay, we don't want to lose funding. That's the way it works, Rabbi Isai. We have Shilton, yes, it's amazing, and there's such amazing positive. Reishis Michas Kulaseinu. Even if you want to say, hey, it's leading to that. We're big believers in that. That's who we are. And he says, therefore, Nachim is Eino Din Meina Ma'ora. We took it too far. We quoted sources in the beginning, the Torah, the Bach, we didn't quote, the Rosh, though. The Ainza Haskora Me'ein HaMa'oira. There's no Kedushas Hayom of Korban Musaf. She ain't bo Kedushas Hayom B'Tishavav. Ain't bo Din Haskara Shal Me'ein HaMa'oira. Ella Hu Kiyum Shal Nicham Aveilim. Ke Ainz Feels Hamokam Yinachim. It's instead of going to each person and saying, Hamokam Yinachim Ischem, it's Hoksha Aveil, it's you, Shalayim. Do you know what you're missing? That Chorban still exists. How can you even think, he would say? So it's a very interesting that there's two sides of the coin in this Inyan. I find it very, very fascinating to discuss this topic, because you have mikatzer lekatzer, really. You have on one side, you have some people in the middle. And I don't believe at all this is a religious line thing, because if you go to the Haredi world, forget about it. There's no Shiloh, nobody even heard of this change Nachem. But within the religious Zionists, so you have Rav Gorin, there are others, I just don't have time to go through it. Really, Mamish developed this year, we can go, the normal time. My normal shul is 45 minutes, but I have Rachmanos on you. There's a difference over here, a very important difference. There's a school of thought that says, Rav Chaim David HaLevi that we saw, and we're summarizing, Rav Chaim David HaLevi we saw, Rav Gorin Shita. Again, both of them have their own extremes, where Rav Gorin totally changed the tefillah, and Rav Chaim David HaLevi was afraid of Davar Sheker, for us not to say something that's not true, and therefore he changed it slightly. Shaita. And then we have the Shita of the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Vadi Yosef, who says, are you kidding me? Ain't Shomim HaGadol Mazu. Now, I don't think that there's a steer here. I think both would agree. Both schools of thought. Something amazing happened in 1967. And by the way, as things come out, but more history, if you we don't rewrite history. If you look at real history, and those that lived through 1967, I know surprisingly I did not, but those that did will tell you what yeshivas look like there. The most black hat yeshivas, how much Hakaras HaTov they had. Hallel is just the one thing. But there was tremendous euphoric state. My father tells me, my parents had, if I'm not mistaken, the first flight that landed in Eretz Yisrael after 1967. They actually were diverted. The American government diverted them to Cyprus because there was still some fire. My parents, right this time of the year, they went on their honeymoon to Eretz Yisrael. They got to see Yerushalayim. One of the first Americans, I would say, to be able to see it. People felt like Mashiach was coming. This is the first time Six-Day War. It's the first time the Jews felt like, wow. They still understood what the Holocaust was, mamish in their faces. This is pretty amazing what happened. The Yad Hashem, wow. Talk about Hester. Nobody's arguing that. Nobody, please don't. How can you argue that? But then, to say that, that's a little bit going too far. And this is the mistake that we might make. And this is where we have to be exceedingly careful not to make the mistake of saying, Tisha B'Av, so we have Yerushalayim, We're almost there. We're almost there. I had the great schus of meeting Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. But I heard the tremendous story that Rav Mordechai Eliyahu had a clock. I don't know if you know this story, that he got from the Baba Sali. And this clock, I'm making up the exact, I don't know exactly, but the clock at 12 o'clock, when Baba Sali's clock hits 12 o'clock, Mashiach will come. And Rav Mordechai Eliyahu tells over something to the effect, please don't quote me exactly, although it's going to be on, Yitover Mitzvah Shem, but it's not the exact, He got it from the Baba Sali, it was at 6 o'clock. And he said that he got it, and after 1967, it jumped from like 6 to 11 something. And then the person interviewing him says, so what is it now, years later now? And he says, I'm too scared to look even. We don't know when Mashiach, meaning it could be 11:58. We don't know where those 2 minutes are. But we know we're a lot closer. We're so close. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't recognize what we still don't have. We shouldn't make the mistake of being so euphoric about Yerushalayim. Tell over this gorgeous story about Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cook. On Yom Yerushalayim 1967, let's remember. Sorry. Yom Ha'atzmaut 1967. Okay? A few more weeks now. A few more weeks later. A few more weeks, they're going to have Yerushalayim. Nobody knew anything. His speech, quoted speech, in Merkaz Harav was, I'll be very honest with you, 1948 happened. People went into the streets and danced. I went to my father's home and started crying. The great Rav Avraham HaKohen Cook, I cried. He tells over some of the great Gedolim that joined him. Because what about Yerushalayim? We don't have Yerushalayim. Great, Midianus Yisrael, it's great. When's Yerushalayim going to be? Why do we care? And a few weeks later, it came true. But now that we have Yerushalayim, let us not forget what we're truly missing. The Nachim Tefillah should have us think for a moment, stop and say, Bzuya, yes, there is a way that it is a Bzuya. There are still the churches, there are still things that we have to do in order to make everyone happy. There are still ceremonies that happen, unfortunately, that ministers have to go to in places that have halachic ramifications of being usher. It still exists that if you're a member of Knesset, you can't go on Har HaBayis. Maybe that's a good thing, I don't know. But there are still laws out there. So don't tell me it's not Bzuya. Okay. Is it a little Dvar Sheker? Is it? It's a little bit. You know, I know you think I'm very old, but I don't think I'm that old to say the way Yerushalayim looks now compared to my year in Israel, it's truly unbelievable. Mamish, unbelievable. The way generally Eretz Yisrael is built up, I always think to myself, the schus that I have to live in a community, to be one of the first residents of the community I live in Ramat Shiloh, nobody ever lived there for 2,000 years maybe. Can you imagine living in a home, building a home in Eretz Yisrael? Nobody ever lived there. That's not rebuilding Beit HaMikdash. That's not getting closer. One of the first things I did when I purchased my home is that we planted two trees, a Rimon tree and a Clementine tree. I always talk about this. Because I want to have a chelik. I want to be able to do the mitzvahs of Shemitah. Who would have thought? Like, imagine if I had a conversation with my grandfather. Both of my grandfather. Saying, you know, Papa, Grandpa, you know, I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael one day. That's after 1967. Okay, it wasn't so posh at that. You're going to live? Yeah, I'm going to live in a new community. Even nobody knew what Beit Shemesh was then. It's amazing. You think about it. Imagine, go back. My parents said to, in 1967, you know, we're going to have children one day. They're going to move to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, imagine that. Say, are you talking? You're going to live there? We have I have a great uncle who lived in Eretz Yisrael back when. My mother tells me when they visited, he had no bathroom in his house. There's no such thing. My grandfather took out money and said, buy a bathroom. There'll be a bathroom in your house. The Mesiris Nefesh, not with the Mesiris Nefesh. You have Nefesh Menefesh. What Mesiris Nefesh? I have such a Mesiris. Okay, so we want to think that we do, and it's true. Trust me. Some things are not easy. But, so it is interesting. We should think about this dichotomy on Tisha B'Av itself as well, besides thinking about what Yerushalayim, what we're missing. But think about that dichotomy. Up on one hand, this is what a Jew is, by the way, guys. A Jew is always thinking this, always has this mixed emotion, this happy and sadness. That's Tisha B'Av, everybody said. Isn't it strange? The one day of the year, the saddest day of the year, no tachanun. Huh? The saddest day of the year, no tachanun? I understand. Right, you're at the height of mincha, and then avinu malchim. No, avinu malchim. What? Where's the slichos? Kinos. So there is a, right, and then we know already. Chatzos comes. Not a lot of things. It's only the small minhagim we have. We start to sit on the chair. The lights go on. The parochas goes on. There's a little bit of a, and then all of a sudden, like mamish, a few days later, oh, Shabbos nachla. Shkoyach, let's go up the mountains. It's not a joke. Because there is a nechama. There is this duality of, but we have Eretz Yisrael. We have Yerushalayim. We're rebuilding. Okay, but we still don't have the Beis Hamikdash. We still have the Chilul Hashem. We still can't figure out how to get along with each other. We can't figure it out. Well, I always say, forget about, well, how come we can't get along with the Charedim? Well, stop it. We can't get along with ourselves. In Camp Masorah, we can't get along. Can't get along. The waiters, everybody here doesn't, I'm sure there's some little fights here. This one, that one, huh? Why do you know? There's a guy, he's sitting here now. I know, because I saw this. He got a tip. He didn't pull it. He put it in his pocket. I saw it. No, I'm kidding. I don't. But, right. Just starting up. But guys, we should think about this dichotomy of the two. Shli Nivar Olam, the Baruch Shalom created the world for me. Zocha Ki Yafar Nach. Those two ideas. I'm the greatest? No, you're not so great. Schizophrenia of the Jew, that is true. where Tisha B'Av is going to be the happiest day of the year. So it is a little bit, there's a little bechama in that. It's very hard. Eitzim v'yavonim, chatzos comes and we say, Ribbono Shelom didn't take it out on us. He didn't kill the Jewish people as a nation. He could have. He should have. But he just took our building away, which will be built in Mirtz Hashem. And if we truly feel that in Mirtz Hashem, the Ribbono Shelom will bring us the great simcha of Kol Mesav L'Sham Zochel Roi B'Simchaso. I'll say once again, I said a few weeks ago, the Vort, I wish I heard from my grandfather, but saw in the name of my grandfather. That idea, the simcha is going to be to those who understand simcha of understanding what Avelis is. What the simcha, what am I missing? If you understand that, then you'll have the simcha of being Royeh Yushalayim B'simchaso B'tifarso with the rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash B'nei Rav Yemeinu. Amen V'amen.